It was a lovely little school. I think I had sort of initially, because I was slightly exotic in a way, if you see what I mean, from Australia, although I hadn't been there very long. But anyway, once, you know, that all settled, that was fine. And it was a really nice school with the dinner hut, you know, and you had the girls in one playground and the boys in another. And of course, it's on a slight slope, and there was no grass area. And the boys used to have to walk up Lankridge, which is the hill behind. There was no houses there then. Wow. Cows grazed on there. And they would walk up and cross the road up to Newground, and they would do their sport. And I remember that we did long jump in the Clovens Road, just outside of the school, on the tarmac. And I remember they wanted me to do it for the sports. And I fell. And I wouldn't do it because it hurt my wrist. And I was afraid to do the long jump because if the gravel was a little bit, you know. So I said I wouldn't do it, you know, because it was quite sort of dangerous, really. But there was no other facility. There was nothing. And, you know, they had the old school teachers. To us, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, they looked old, but I don't suppose they were. But they were. There was one lady, she was a Mrs., but three of the others were Miss. Miss Cousins, Miss Tucker, Miss Stickland. There was two men teachers, Mr. Bourne and Mr. Stone. Mr. Stone was a Portland man. Mrs. Gould was a Portland lady. And Miss Stickland had... Mr. Stone had, I'm not quite sure, there was two men teachers. I didn't go into Mr. Bourne's class. I think he might have been the second stream of 1 year. So I went into Mr. Stone's and then to Miss Dickland's, which was like the last year. And she used to live at Broadway in Weymouth. And she used to come over on the bus, I think. And she was a game lady, really. And I remember they used to bring the milk down in like a little handcart thing to pull the milk down from the road. And she sometimes would sit in it and they would give her a ride down. It was so funny. And then when we used to have her in the class, and it was one of those desks with the seat attached, like a little dais thing. She used to sit there with a blanket round her. She used to sort of nod off, but you didn't mess around. She was a good teacher. I enjoyed it, and I'm not sure which class it was, but as I think I spoke to you before, on an occasion we went down into the cove. We couldn't have been 11 years old to swim, no supervision, and then when it was time to come back, somebody stood at the top with a handbell and just rang the bell, and we all trooped back up. And then I remember Mr. Stone, it was a lovely summer's day, and we went up into the cows field behind the school and had lessons there.